doing ENG. So I've already have putting out money.
Right. Well, really the hard part about... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead. What?
Oh, I was just going to say the hard part about getting to that first page of Google, it's not really the cost anyway. It's the availability of the area, the geographic area for those categories. And that we have. That's why we're assigned to that area today. But, yes, let me grab Nadine. I'll get the rate reduced. Do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Hi, William. How are you? Doing good?
Good.
Awesome. Good, yeah. Glad to hear that. I'm doing great. You know, it's Wednesday. I'm excited. We're celebrating my mom's 80th birthday this weekend. So that should be fun. You know?
Right.
A lot of work. But, you know.
She made it that far.
Yeah. Actually, she's the first, I would say, female in her family to even make it to 80. So, you know, it's definitely a huge milestone. But such a pleasure to meet you, William. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know that you've been talking here with Tara. She does such a wonderful job, you know, really going over the basics. She did, however, want me to, you know, discuss the pricing and details with you. She did mention as well that you just started a couple of weeks ago, right? So this is a brand new business for you. And I know that you've made some investments in marketing. So we're going to try to make this price point as comfortable for you as possible. Okay. But I want to make sure it's also a good fit for you too. That's the most important. So aside from the Angies, right, I know that this is a brand new company. Is there anything else that you are doing to kind of generate more business, or is it been mainly more word of mouth?
It's been a lot of word of mouth.
Okay. And while that says a lot about your company, right, you've been providing a quality service.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, BC Remodeling, I noticed on your logo it says handyman. Do you specialize more in the remodeling side of it?
No, I that should be fixed. I called them yesterday and they said that they fixed it. It's remodeling. I don't know how the heck they screwed that up. But.
BC Remodel is what it should be?
Yes, it's right on my license too.
Okay. Okay, good. All right, so all corrected on my end with my notes. How about that?
Right.
Okay. So you're mainly like a general contractor then, just specializing in remodeling?
Yeah, I don't
pretty much.
No building. I'm done with that. I'm all
okay.
Done with
that. Kitchen, bathroom remodels, renovations, interior, exterior work. Floors.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
Windows, doors, anything except for building. I don't have no interest in doing that. That's for young people. I don't have the right crew for that either. I've done that for years and years too. You have to have the right people to make the money that you need to make. You know, there's so much competition out there.
Yeah.
I just don't have no desire to work that hard like that anymore for that. I mean, by the time you're all said and done, you don't make it's doing multiple,
overhead,
you know,
right?
One something.
And then you have the overhead too, right? So
a lot
bigger
overhead, but you know, you got loans and staging. And,
by the time.
It's like,
so you grew up doing that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was born into it. I went to school to be a machinist, actually.
Did you?
All my cousins, my whole family, all my cousins and stuff, we all had to do this. So my uncles had their own business, my stepfather. So we all worked doing this. We started out like 10 years old, you know.
Oh, man.
In the summer, you know, in the summers and stuff, working for my uncle.
Yeah,
and my stepfather.
You had to work. You didn't really have a choice.
Right. Yeah. I think that's why they had kids.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Put them to work. So the license, is it the construction supervisor license that you carry, the restricted or the unrestricted
one? No, I got rid of that. I had that The reason why I got rid of it is because I would just keep doing it. You know, people call.
Yeah.
So I got rid of that, and I just went down to my home improvement license.
Oh,
so I could do remodeling. Yeah, because my wife even told me, Bill, you're just never going to stop. And I was getting very irritated about, I don't want to do additions, and I just don't want to build.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. The money's not there. I make more money doing finished work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier on your body. So.
Right.
And I was giving my license out to people to do jobs.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out too well.
I was going to say, yeah, you got to be careful with that. Only because people aren't going to treat it like how you would treat it.
Yeah, I made good money.
Right?
I made good money doing that. You know what I mean? I made good money doing it, but I was almost one time, I almost lost my license for it. So
I'm good.
I'm all good.
Do you carry liability insurance, general liability insurance?
That I'm in the middle of right now.
Good.
I haven't got it officially done.
Okay.
I'm just in the middle of it. Like I said, I'm new again, so
I'm
trying to get myself situated. I'm just going over prices and how much I need, a bond. You know, I got to get a bond, too. So I should be on the set with that within at least by next week, I'm sure.
Okay, good. The reason that I'm asking these questions is because it's going to help me see what would be the best fit for you. Okay, William?
Right.
Basically, we were reaching out to you today because we just had this position open up on the first page of Google in the local map section. And what we're looking for right now is a company that's a good fit, a company that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, and most importantly.
I definitely have that. I mean, I got more references than I could, you know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yeah.
I have to download my pictures to the.
Yeah. Let people see the quality work that you do. And I'll tell you,
so
that's why we were reaching out.
Right. Yeah. The people that that call me to, I always end up sending them pictures of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I got to get it on there. I've been so busy. I just haven't had the time.
It's okay. I'll tell you, I see the Angie's List, right? Formerly known as Home Advisor. You got a 5-star review on there. I did see a page on Yelp, which they both have you listed as BC Handyman, is what they have you listed
as. Oh, I know. Both are mentally retarded because I just got off the phone with them yesterday and told them.
And just told them,
They said they
were fixing it. It might take them they probably fixed it. It's just taking time to, you know, to just kind of,
I literally talked
to them refresh.
Yesterday. You know what I mean?
I also see Build Zoom,
yesterday,
too.
What? Huh?
Build Zoom. I see a program called Build Zoom, a directory. So I see a little bit of online presence, but nothing negative about your company. And I'll tell you what this tells me, William, is that you provide a quality service. I mean, I think we both can agree on that, right? At the very least. So you do quality work. You've been doing this a very long time.
Yeah. I mean, I never, ever had any complaints or anything.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I end up getting along with the customer great. I've never been kicked off of a job. I never had an argument with a customer. I've had a few times where customers didn't want to pay. I've had that. And I don't know if it was just because they didn't have the money to begin with or something. But eventually, I've always ended up getting paid. But sometimes I just had a guy that owed me $10,000.
Uh-huh.
And it took him the whole summer to pay me. He finally just paid me the last $1,500 like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But you run into that in this business, you know, sometimes, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, with this program that I want to offer you, basically what it's going to do, William, it's going to put you on the first page of Google where 90% of searches will start and stop. So what that would mean is that any time that someone is searching specifically for your services, they would see you listed there and they click and call you directly. Right. We, however, right. do not charge you per call, per mm-hmm. job, or per click. What we do right. is we set it where it's a fixed flat rate, okay, monthly.
Right.
Because we like to earn your business. We will ask you to stick it out 2 months.
That's how I'm on the Angie List, too. I don't pay by lead. I actually pay by monthly.
Okay. Up to how many leads are they sending you?
That I can't remember. It was quite a few, though. You know what I mean? Because I ended up getting in at the right time, too. They had a special going on where I was at two levels above what my payment that I gave them.
Uh-huh.
Because they had some special going on, so it gave me more leads, and I get that for indefinite. So that was, I called at the right time, obviously.
So that's a plus for you. Yeah, so you might pay a monthly yeah. fee, but they're deducting the leads from the monthly fee, what they call a budget.
Right, okay. Right, yeah. right, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, William, with this program, it's not just going to be the first page placement on Google. We're going to also list you on Bing, which is the sister company to Google. We'll brand your Yelp page. We do Facebook advertising. If you don't have a business Facebook page, we will create one for you. Facebook ads basically will retarget when someone does a search on Google for your service and then they go to their Facebook page just to look at pictures or stories. They get targeted with your ad, and that's going to also help you reach more new clients. We do make it unique, so that we could retarget yeah. that audience by interest, you know, income level or location. And they click on the ad and call you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that you have a lot of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would include a website that we would build, host, and maintain. Now, that website is going to be attached where your business is listed. We also cover the mobile platform. Anytime that someone uses their iPhone, Android or tablet to search mm-hmm. for your services, they would find you listed on that first page. Pretty much this package would cover all of your bases. Okay?
Yeah.
The price point that I'm going to offer you is going to give you, with the credit being applied for a new business, it's going to give you more than a 50% discounted rate from the original cost. So basically, what you would be looking at is a monthly flat rate of $299 a month. It does, however, come with just a one-time $99 setup fee to cover the program.
Mm-hmm.
So your initial yeah. investment to get it started today would be $398, but now every month after that, it's $299 a month. No contracts or click fees, okay? Doesn't matter
yeah.
how many calls, how many jobs you get. We are not charging yeah. you a percentage. And you could cherry pick the ones that you do want to take.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I can. No, it sounds good. So, I mean, for that price, it sounds, you know what I mean?
Now, I'll paint the picture for you here. Okay? Let's say someone's looking for a kitchen remodel. I don't know, maybe you want to do granite countertops, right? Maybe do some, you know, tile work, flooring, you know, some exterior finishing. I say this because you can use multiple keywords just as long as they are the services that you're providing.
Right.
Okay? And you can change them at any time. The beauty, though, I will say, of this program is that it comes with this customized tracking and reporting system. So now you're not just taking our word for it that this program works. In fact, you'll be able to track the calls that you're getting from our program. You could see what keywords, the services that you're listed for, how many times that you've come up in those search results. You yeah. could track even how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad. You yeah. would have actually a team here that's dedicated to your account. So like whenever you have updates, questions, changes, concerns, we have a team that would assist you, okay? We do the work so that you can focus on your jobs. I mean, of course,
yeah.
everything here would start with me. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. But again, we'd have mm-hmm. a team that's dedicated to you. And, you know, William, I feel because this is a month-to-month program with no contracts, I mean, again, we'll ask you stick it out 2 months. I call it a two-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. We don't hold anyone hostage here because we prefer to earn your business.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think it's something that, you know, perhaps you would want to take advantage of today.
So another thing, too, is like, so you're not like, you're like Angie, but instead you don't charge by the leads and stuff like that. You just have a monthly
flat rate. The difference between us and Angie's is, number one, we're talking about listing you on Google, right? Where 90% of searches will start and stop. Angie's is a directory. Great directory, don't get me wrong. I have nothing bad to say about them. They're a directory, so basically your profile, you have a profile on their website, okay?
Right.
Angie's, and I'll let you in on something, and it's pretty unique what they do. They spend millions of dollars a week running ads on Google for Angie's.
All
right. Okay. Mm-hmm. That'll say 25 best handyman or flooring contractors near me. Okay. And they run them in an area where there's the heavy search, and that's where they capture the leads that they now turn around and resell to you and to your competitors. And I don't say it because it's a bad thing. It's how they do it. So even they know the importance of being on Google. So the difference, our company is listing you on Google. We're not listing you on our website. Okay. Number one, that's number one. Number two, calls are going to come directly to you. So whether you got 50 calls, 100 phone calls, you're paying the same flat rate of $299 a month. Okay.
Right.
Not just being listed on Google, we're putting you on the top platforms, branding your Yelp page. Listing you on Bing, creating you a business Facebook page, doing Facebook advertising, as well as giving you a website that will create a website for you. That website that we built is a Google compliant and mobile friendly website that also has the automatic settings for the local SEO that'll help with your ranking too. Because we want people to see the work that you do as well. So that's included.
Right, right.
Okay. But as far as like the flat rate, if you were with us, William, for 6 months or 6 years, that price will never change on you for however long you're with us. You would still pay that same rate, okay?
Right.
And you could be selective to the areas that you want to target, right? I think Tara mentioned you're covering, what is it, 30 to 40 miles? That's perfect, okay?
Right.
Perfect. And then also, okay, because I know that you do ranging from small handyman repairs to full-scale remodels. So this is the beauty of it, is we can get you found for any of the surfaces that you want to be found for. Okay?
Right.
So when I say cherry pick your jobs, because you're not being charged for every call, you can be selective on the jobs that you do want to take.
Right, right.
Okay.
No, that's true too. Right. Yeah, you don't have to take one just to get one.
You could say, hey, you know what? I want you guys right now. I want to be more focused on bathroom remodels, vinyl flooring. I want some tile work. Like, and they're going to notate all of that in the notes. So this way we're using those specific keywords. So if someone's looking for, hey, I need some tile installed, and they type in tile installer near me or tile contractor, you're coming up as one of those options.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a month-to-month program, no contracts. William, I think it's something you would want to take advantage of today and give a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
I feel like that could be, you know what I mean? It seems to be good, you know?
And it's a pretty straightforward program, you know? We do all the work, so like I said, that you can focus on your jobs, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to ask you, William, what's the best email for you?
It is William Cotter, 29 at gmail.com.
Is Cotter spelled C-O-T-T-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. How's the weather over there right now?
Rainy.
Is it? I know. Yeah. We got weather like that too right now. I feel like fall came in real early this year.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're almost about what? You're almost like 2 hours away from Boston, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter attended Boston University. She loved it out there.
Yeah.
She was like, really? She's all, Mom, they have seasons out here. There's actually a fall.
Why? Where are you living?
California. California.
I lived in Yreka.
Really?
Mount Shasta. Yeah.
No way.
Oh, yeah. I've been out there.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Where did
you
grow up at?
I did the weed thing out there. I grew out here. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you said, Shasta, and where else?
No, up in Yreka, up by Mount Shasta.
Yreka? Yes, yes. Yeah. Yreka. And then you said Texas, too? Did I hear Texas?
Yeah. I was in Lingua. That was
my
30 miles
Check
from
you
Mexico.
Out.
Yeah.
Just all over the place, huh?
I did the whole 101 route and all that. I've been everywhere.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
When I worked for Walmart, I worked for 48 states, so.
Oh, my gosh. Now, William, the best number for us to reach you on, is that going to be this number, the 774-397-6504?
Yes.
Okay. I did send you an email. You should have received it. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. I always like to send the recap, so this way you have it for your records of what's noted, what we're including, and what the price point is, okay? So that you know that that's what the price is. It's not going to change on you. You will not incur click fees, okay, from the Facebook ads, just an FYI, okay? William, I saw on Angie's, and it still mind boggles me why they put the address, but it shows an address, 901 Cronin Road, and that's West Brookfield. 01585.
Well, it is West Brookfield. I live in Warren, Mass, but it's West Brookfield mailing address I have.
Okay. What's the address that's associated with the business? Is it this one?
No, West Brookfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I gave you
my physical address.
Uh-huh.
I would never get any mail or anything like that.
Okay.
I have to always give the West Brookfield one.
Okay. So is this like an office or something? Is that what it is?
No, it's my house.
Oh, okay. Okay. Listen, I don't want that address showing anywhere on Google. Okay, so we're going to hide that address just so that you know. That address will be hidden.
I don't mind. I got 5 pit bulls and guns. I'm good.
You're like,
and I got land.
You're like, and I got a shotgun. So if they want to come, let them go.
Okay. I'm not worried about it.
Now, you said the company name should show, as it shows on your license, as BC, capital letters, one word, remodel with a capital R, right? Not remodeling.
Yeah.
Remodel. Okay. Okay.
No, it's remodeling. It says on there, remodeling.
So it is remodeling on the license?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then, you know what? They fixed it on Angie's because it says remodeling. They fixed it.
All right.
Okay. Because I just want to make sure that on Google we list you correctly. So BC remodeling.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Yes. Now, William, is there anyone else on your account that you're going to authorize to make changes, or is it just going to be you handling it?
Just me for right now.
Okay. And then let's take a look here. So I want to go ahead and take care of some notes for my technician. Your business logo, that's the one that you typically use, right? The one that I see on the Angie's profile?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And then I know you mentioned you're licensed, insured is in the process. I just always like to know tape that stuff. Your services, okay? I know you mentioned flooring. Is it a typical type of flooring that you want to be found for, or just flooring in general?
Just flooring in general. I don't.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Remodels. What else?
I do kitchens, baths. I do. Tile, I do windows, doors, kitchens, obviously. Cabinets.
Cabinets too. Okay.
I do basement. Yeah, the framing I do is just basement. Finished basements. I don't do no framing of houses.
Okay.
Or additions.
Finished basement. Finished basement.
Yeah.
Okay, finished basement. Okay. I put windows, doors, bathroom, kitchen remodels. Remodels is just, I like to put that. Painting? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What about drywall?
Interior, not much outside, huh?
What about drywall? Repairs or install?
Yeah, I do a lot of that.
Okay.
I do a lot of that.
Drywall, install, and repairs. Is this just strictly residential or commercial, too?
No, I don't do commercial.
Just
they
residential.
Want too much of a, yeah, the insurance for that, they want too much stuff. And
yeah,
I hear that quite a bit. Yeah, they do. They do. They kill you on that. Like for Walmart, I had $1 million, and then they went to $2 million, and then they went to $5 million. I mean, it's just,
you're like, oh my gosh.
Going up. Yeah,
and then the aggregate. You got to have the aggregate, too, which is, like, double that. So, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it.
No, it's, it's not even, I don't even want the headache for that.
What are your hours of operation, typically? Are you, like, a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
I go whenever I need to be there, you know. So
okay. Do you want me to put, like, a Monday through Friday? Or 8 to 5, and then you just plan accordingly?
I do Monday through Saturday, you know.
Okay, what time?
You usually start around 7:30.
Okay.
About 5, 6, you know.
I'll put 7:30 to 6. Now, that doesn't mean you might not stay later or start earlier, but at least you give them an idea.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, an idea or what, you know what I mean? I'm not afraid to stay or whatever.
Do you want me to start you off at a 40-mile radius?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's about my average. That's about what's worth it.
Perfect.
You know what I mean?
And if you need to change it to 30 miles, the furthest we could target is 50, but I think 40 is going to be really good for you, especially in your area.
Fine. That's what I always stick with 40.
Okay.
I don't want to travel much more than that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now,
unless
William.
They want to pay me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if they want to pay you to travel. If it makes money, it makes sense. Now, William, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text?
I'd rather do phone
okay.
calls because I'm not the most savvy guy with technology. I'm not.
That's okay.
You know what I mean? I don't have no interest to get, I don't know. That's what my partner's for, actually.
Okay.
He's a very, very business savvy guy like that.
Okay, good.
That's more the reason why I have him.
Okay.
But otherwise, me, I'm not that savvy with that. So,
no worries.
You know.
Now, Facebook. Do you have a personal Facebook page? You haven't created one for the business, right? Or do you have one and I'm missing it?
No, I never.
Okay. But you have a personal page, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've never used it. My daughter did it. I didn't even do it.
It's okay.
I never bet.
The reason, I'll tell you why I'm asking. It's okay. No worries. I'll tell you why I'm asking about it. Because what we're going to do, William, is we're going to build you a business Facebook page, okay? All business Facebook pages are created through your personal page just so that you have access to it, okay? No one's going to see your personal page, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me just put that here.
Okay. I don't really care about privacy shit because you know how the world is today. Anybody want to get...
You're like, I'm not afraid, right? You know what's funny is my husband, you know, he has a lot of health conditions, you know what I mean? He had, like, cancer. I mean, he's in remission, you know, he's doing well. But the funny thing is that we were at the doctor's one day and they said, oh, you know, we just need to make sure that this is your, you know, that this is you. Can we see your license? Because they have a picture of him right on the screen. He's like, trust me, no one wants to be me.
I don't think
anyone's going to fraudulently use my name with the health insurance, you know, and I just started busting up. I said, you're terrible. He's all, trust me, no one wants to be me.
Yeah.
And then, let's see here. Okay, so I'm telling them that, we are building the website and that you have a business logo and photos. Has business logo and photos. Yeah, because we definitely want to show them your work. That's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited for you. Okay.
Yeah,
and then. Awesome. Awesome. Super happy for you. And, you know, you say I'm not tech savvy, right? I want to reassure you that it's none of this is going to be anything complicated. Basically, we're going to tell you, send us pictures, you know, content that we need for your website. We're going to do all the work, right? Mainly. And your daughter could probably even help you with this or your partner to send the pictures. If you're not sure how to email them.
My partner will do that.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. William, we're going to also start going over the billing portion of this. Okay, so before I process a payment, I do read to you, it's a voice verification recording because I have you at a pre-agreement discounted price, right? And it's an added form of protection for you that we send in writing along with your invoice. Now, when I'm walking you through it, okay, if there is anything at all, William, that you don't understand, you just stop me. You say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? So that way, I can go back, review it with you, and then rephrase it. I prefer that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So let me turn on the recording before we start taking your billing information, and then we'll go from there. Okay?
All right. Yeah.
So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
BC Remodeling.
Is it remodel or remodeling with the ing at the end?
Remodeling.
Remodeling. Okay, perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
William Cotter, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, the calls will come from our customer service number. I'm actually going to text it to you right now. When you receive this text, it sounds like you're driving, right?
Yes.
Are you driving right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You should hear when your text message comes through. When you are not driving, you're safe. I want you to save our 877 number. Save that number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash. Because when Local Splash calls you, they're going to call you from that number. Okay, so just make sure you save it. Now, if you ever call because you have an update or you need to make a change, sometimes one of the reps might not be available for you right at that moment because they're on other calls.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the message, okay? They will call you right back. We always say give us at least 24 hours to reply back to you, the phone call, to return it.
Right.
But, you know,
we just
ask for that kindly, okay? But they're pretty responsive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
also,
as a result of increased visibility, I want you to be advised, William, that you may get calls, okay, from third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. I'm going to provide you a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company, okay? So you can choose one of the three, your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
The city I was born in.
And what city was that?
South Richmond.
South Richmond?
Southbridge.
Oh, Southbridge. Southbridge in Massachusetts, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's say you get a call. They're saying they're Local Splash, and you're like, I'm not sure if it's Local Splash. Just ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call on them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, an example, several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp. They basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls and you're interested in trying it out, let me know, William, because I can get you an offer with a discounted rate if you're ever interested, okay? Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
As a part of the verification process, okay, getting you verified through Google, it's essential that Local Splash receives the required documents in a timely manner. These may include business license, business insurance, business registration, any other items recommended for the Google business verification, okay? We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays, or it could suspend your account with us. Okay? Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is October 8th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, William, this is a two-month verbal agreement. We're asking you to stick it out 2 months. So your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 8th day of each month in the discounted amount of $299. So it is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support 877-635-6225. Okay? Now, once you completed your 2 months, you can cancel at any time, right? If you choose to cancel, we do ask to make sure to prevent the charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your bill is due so that way you don't incur the charge. There will be no cancellation fee. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll part as friends. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, William, the card that you're going to be using for that payment, is it in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
My name.
Okay. Is it just William Cotter, or is there like a middle initial?
Yeah, it's a middle initial.
Okay. What
William
is that? A, like
William
Apple?
A. Yeah.
Okay. And is it the same billing address as the 901 Cronin Road?
Yep.
Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It's a debit.
Okay. All right. And it should start with the 5. I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are.
All right. 5144. 7605-1269-7405.
Expiration, month, and year.
0228.
And the CVV code on the back?
142.
Okay. I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'll process the payment, and you're going to start receiving text messages and emails. One is going to be the receipt, and then there's one other one that I'll go over with you what it is, because it's going to tell you what we need from you as far as, like, pictures of your work tools, your work equipment. It's just to have in our back office. Those photos will not show online, okay? I do need to schedule what we call a client interview and onboarding. This is going to be with one of my technicians who's going to go over the notes that you and I went over. They're going to talk to you about the website, where to send the pictures. They're going to talk to you a little bit more in detail. It's really where I say the magic happens. It's not, the magic doesn't happen with me, even though I think it is, but it's not. So, how does your schedule look for today? Are you pretty busy today?
That's fine. I'm heading to a job right now.
Okay.
To give a quote, to give an estimate.
Nice.
But, that's at
okay.
1 o'clock. That's what I'm driving.
Okay.
But I'd say from 3 on, I'm good.
Okay. So from 3 o'clock on. Perfect. Because I'm going to look at the calendar. Whatever time I give you is going to be in your time zone. Because remember, you're 3 hours ahead of me, right? We are always here for you. Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, which is actually 10 to 7 o'clock your time. Okay? So if I look at the calendar, after 3 o'clock, I actually have an appointment available. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. I have an appointment available between 4 and 5 o'clock your time. Will that work? I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. Which one do you want?
4 to 5.
4 to 5. Okay, beautiful. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 4 and 5 o'clock today. We are going to call you from an 877 number. It's very important that you make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason we call you, William, and let's say you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back, and we will call you right back. I will send you a reminder an hour before your interview so that you know it's coming up in the next hour. If I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. If I am not available when it's time to call you, they will not wait for me. They are going to call you directly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I know that you're driving, William, but you might have received something because it's telling me to retry the transaction. I don't know if maybe you might have, because I know I have it on my card, sometimes if your bank doesn't recognize the charge, they might send you a text if you recognize it. So I don't know if you got something. I don't want to try to process it again without you making sure you didn't get a text to see if you authorized a charge.
This happened with Angie too.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah,
well, I'm going to wait a few minutes.
But they do have to fix it though. What the heck was it? I'm trying to think of what it was because I don't have nothing on here from my bank.
Okay, honey, hold on. Let me take a look. I wonder if the city is showing different. Because the city, yeah, because the city shows, because it says West Brookfield on yours, right?
On my card?
Yeah. Is the billing address West Brookfield?
I don't know. Yeah, it is West Brookfield. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll repeat the card number back to you. Okay, maybe I might have gotten the number wrong. 5144-7605.
Yeah.
1269-7405. February 2028, 142 is the numbers on the back, right?
Yeah.
William A. Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just try and let's see.
Yeah, because I remember that happened with them, and I can't remember what the heck they said it was. It's something stupid. I know that.
I had where my husband, he was making a purchase. It was out of state. And they're like, your card's not going through. And I'm like, wait a minute. What do you mean it's not? Oh, now it went through, hon. What do you mean it's not going through? And then they're like, yeah, it's not going through. And I said, hold on. Because I got plenty of money in there, you know? And then what it was is that because my bank sent me something saying, hey, do you recognize this charge? I have a federal credit union. And it says, do you recognize this charge? Put yes. Or no. If no, then it was going to transfer me to the fraud department. And I was like, yes, I recognize the charge.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
No, I know they do that.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So last couple of things. I know that you're driving and I don't want you pulling it up and then trying to sign it while you're driving because I want you to be keeping your eyes on the road, right? So there is an email and a text message that we sent you. One says action pictures needed for Google verification. It's going to give you a list of items that we need you to send us pictures via email, preferably not by text. But basically, you're going to send us what's on that list, whatever you have. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can. So that will include pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. Send us pictures of your business license. You don't have the insurance, so don't worry about that, okay? If you have business cards, send us a picture of that. Send us pictures of what you do have and what you don't have. Don't worry about it, okay? The other one is your receipt, and it'll say initial invoice, okay? It'll tell you, thank you, William A., for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Okay. How far are you from getting to where your destination is?
I can pull over real quick right here.
Okay. Because I just want to walk you through the receipt. Okay. Just to make sure that you see it. Just so that I just want you to be safe. I had one guy I was talking to, gosh, this was a couple of years ago, and then he's like, I got to go. I'm getting pulled over. I'm all, wait a minute. You've been talking to me this whole time, and you're not hands-free? I felt terrible. And then he called me back. Oh, they gave me a ticket. I'm like, oh, my God. Now I feel horrible. Okay.
All right.
So can you find the one that says initial invoice? It would have gone to your text messages. I don't know if you have access to your email on your phone. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful.
I see, thank you for choosing multiple
plans. Copy your invoice. Yep.
Yeah.
And then do you see where it says on there, click here to accept the subscription terms? Do you see that? It's towards the bottom of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Click on that where it says click here. And then now it's going to open up a page that's going to tell you local splash, terms of experience at the very top. You see that?
It says, I agree to receive SMS messages.
So you're going to click on that box because you're saying you agree to receive text messages from our company, from Local Splash. So if we call you and you don't answer, we'll send you a text. I agree or I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all my information is complete and accurate. And then you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and reoccurring. You might have to turn your phone sideways, but there's at the very bottom, click here and type your name as seen above. Click in that box. You're just going to type William, hit space, A, no period, space, and then Cotter. Okay?
Yeah.
And then there's a button there that says confirm signature. Okay. Confirm your signature, and it should open up a box that's telling you to put the username and password, right? This is where you would track your results with us. I'm going to give it to you. That, remember that very first text message that I sent you that had our customer service number that also included your login credentials? This is where you go in and track your results with us. But I'm going to give it to you while we're on the phone because I want you to try to log in. It's real easy, okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's your phone number, is your username, no dashes, all together your phone number, 774-397-6504, okay? And then let me know when you're ready for the username, and I'll spell it for you.
Yep, I'm ready.
Username is all lowercase, and it's one word. S as in Sam. E like Edward. M like Mary. L as in Larry. O as in Oscar. C as in Cat. A as in Apple. L as in Larry.
Yep.
And then log in.
You want me to hit the box that says remember me?
Yeah, you can. So this way it remembers it for you. Yeah.
Right. And just hit sign in.
Yep. Beautiful. So you're not going to see a lot. You're not going to see it. You don't have to do anything in there right now. Okay. But basically. This is where you would go in and see what phone calls you're receiving from our program, view your profiles, track all your results with us, okay? The technician and them are going to be working on all of this, okay?
All right.
Now, the last thing, starting from today, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days, your website and your Facebook ads are live. These can already start generating phone calls for you, okay? What we always state in our terms and conditions, getting you verified on Google, creating the profile, getting that on the first page and maintaining it there, I will always tell you 45 to 60 days, even when I've seen it happen sooner. I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver, okay? The Facebook page, if you could ask your daughter to provide us the link for your Facebook, your personal page, because I found some William Cotters, but I don't know which one's yours, and I don't know if you remember what your profile picture was. Because there's a couple.
The picture of, the only picture I have is, I think that I have, is the one where I'm just a picture of me in a mirror.
You in a mirror?
That shows up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take a look to see if there's any other ones that come up. But the team's really good at helping me find it because they have better ways. So I'll have them look for it. If anything, your daughter could also send it to us, or your partner might be able to get it over to us as well. And then also what we're going to do to prevent you from getting so many spam calls, we're not going to blast your actual phone number out there. We're going to put a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. And this will help from preventing you from getting so many spam calls, okay? So, William, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so excited for you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. Okay.
Don't
know. All right. Thank you. And then we will talk later on this afternoon, okay? I'll send you that reminder. All right?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have a great day. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh.